18th of October, Delhi at the Marriott Hotel, with Nina, Jonathan, Suken, Azita, John, Sarah and Christine.
Because you said a few things this morning about knowing one's own accumulations and that Panya can know it and that it's better, otherwise it's self who gives up or thinking of giving up. But Lodewijk's point was truthfulness. He finds it such a difficult parami, such a difficult perfection. And he reads in the suttas that the Buddha says, you have to abandon evil. And he feels insincere because he likes his pleasant life. And would you add something for him?
That's why Buddha said that what is kusala and what is akusala. But could he force anyone to have kusala?
No.
But he could show the way what is better than what. And it depends on one's understanding and that very moment of sankhara khanda, because no one can condition kusala moment. For example, right now we'd like to have sati patthana. But who can have it when there are no conditions for it? But when there are conditions for it, who can stop it either? See? That's why all the teachings is about understanding anattaness of any reality which appears right now. Just developing understanding. It's not easy, but since it's here, so it can be object of understanding. Now we are like searching for that which is experiencing visible object, right? It seems like that. And there is no other way rather than beginning to understand, just understand that there is a reality which is now seized. That's all. And we learn to understand better and closer until right understanding can penetrate the true nature of that reality.
But Lodewijk felt really disturbed or upset by thinking of the perfection of truthfulness, to be sincere. He felt upset.
Yeah, I think that we study Dhamma, so we understand Dhamma not as I. That is a safe way. No matter it's kusala or akusala, there must be very firm foundation of understanding of anattaness. Because even right now, even one is told that all realities now are Dhamma. But what about thinking right now or direct awareness right now? All depends on conditions. Even one is told 100 times.
So the exhortation to abandon evil, we have to understand that
right,
in the context of no self.
Mm-hmm. Just understand. Otherwise, right now, there is akusala. And without understanding, one tries so hard not to have it arise anymore. See? But it's useless because there's no understanding of it as a conditioned reality and falls away. So why regret or disturbed by its arising? Because it's only nama. Any moment, panya has to be stronger and stronger, deeper and deeper, to really become detached from clinging to the idea of would like it to be other different things.
So the parami of truthfulness must include being honest with one's own kilesa.
Right. To the reality itself,
yes.
As Dhamma.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what you said to Lodewijk, would you repeat it, please? You spoke to him.
I said that being on the path was a momentary thing. And there are moments understanding
when
one can say that the path is being developed, but the rest of the time there's no path being developed. But that is not a cause for concern, because even if the moments of development of the path are few and far between, that is already a great boon and benefit. And that if one is hearing the right Dhamma and listening to it out of interest, then there will be considering and reflecting, and some moments of kusala, perhaps with panya, arising.
And also truthfulness is only a moment. It's not something lasting that I possess.
And I was just thinking about the development of the path, and I read this morning about Michamak, and I'm thinking that even though right understanding arises so rarely, at least the wrong understanding, the wrong path, is also not arising often. So other forms of akusala arise, which is okay, but as long as we don't go the wrong way. Because we see so much akusala, we might think that we have to do something, and then the wrong way is taken.
And this is the way it is before there can be the full understanding of realities and become enlightened.
I have something more I'd like to read out. It's very short. Bhikkhus, I will teach you the 77 sources of knowledge. Now, what bhikkhus are the 77? The knowledge that aging and death is conditioned by birth, the knowledge that there being no birth, there is no aging and death, the knowledge that in the past, aging and death was conditioned by birth, the knowledge that had there been no birth, there would have been no aging and death, the knowledge that in the future, aging and death will be conditioned by birth, the knowledge that if there is no birth, there will be no aging and death, the knowledge that whatever there is of knowledge concerning the relatedness of phenomena, there is also of a nature to decay, to pass away, to be destroyed and to cease. Now, where's the 77?
It doesn't matter at all as long as there is understanding of this moment.
But why
77? To whom, who can or who would like to count, if that person have known this moment already. But if not yet, what should be very useful moment? The moment of understanding or developing understanding. Otherwise, you might be able to count, but no understanding. Count it. 7 times 11?
I don't understand what that means.
Yeah.
I don't understand why.
About what? Birth, death, decay. What else? Seven times.
Well, what is the 11?
Birth. And what else?
Okay, read it out.
The knowledge that aging and death is conditioned by birth.
One.
The knowledge that there being no birth, there is no aging and death. The knowledge that in the past, aging and death was conditioned by birth. The knowledge that had there been no birth, there would be no aging and death. The knowledge that in the future, aging and death will be conditioned by birth. The knowledge that if there is no birth, there will be no aging and death. And the knowledge that whatever there is of knowledge concerning the relatedness of phenomena, this is also of a nature to decay, to pass away, to be destroyed and to cease. That's 7.
And I have to look for 11.
And what about understanding reality right now?
I'm trying.
Can anyone understand all the teachings in all manners? 7 or 100 or 1,000 or 30?
So that number 77 is irrelevant, is that?
It depends on one's understanding. If one understands reality right now, it's much better than knowing how to count without any understanding of reality. Does it matter? 11?
Well, I guess not.
The understanding of Dhamma, one will know by oneself how much one knows about it. For example, we know that now there are Dhammas through eyes, ears, each moment. But what about our understanding? Is that enough?
This understanding is not enough. Needs
a way to 77?
It's very interesting the way you can bring it always back to this present moment, because I can see the importance of that. Well, I would go looking, trying to count out for 77, so...
If you can, it's okay. If you can't, it's okay. It depends on understanding reality at this moment.
Read these suttas, and yes, they are difficult translations, but to read them, and if I don't understand, then it doesn't matter. Is that what you're saying?
If someone is able to tell you about this, do you appreciate the number and the way it's preached?
I think I would appreciate, because it would always be a query, perhaps.
Does it help one to understand this moment?
No, not... Well,
but
I don't know.
Only to see how great wisdom Buddha had. Is there joy now?
Right now. Well, the mental object, I think it is was, I was thinking back to the last words you said to me, which was when we were having the session out there. And I think it was, what is your reality now? Or something to that effect. And if I tell now a story, because I'm relating a concept, so this is partly to get my own clarification. So if I think back to that now, I'm thinking of an event that happened back there, and a lot of other things are going to impact, influence, change what the reality was back there to what the reality is as I recount it now. Is that something of the truth?
Because when one heard anything, then it can condition thinking it over again.
Yeah,
another level of understanding through thinking over what one has heard. Otherwise it's passed without
exactly.
More understanding.
In thinking back, though, to that, is that first I was caught kind of unawares, the question, which I think is probably good, you know, where are you right now? And in thinking about that time now, my story is, the concept I have of what I was back there was that I had very sore knees. I was aware of Thai people coming behind and felt uncomfortable about that with the end of the session. That I was thinking about what had been said. So if you'd asked me now, that's sort of what I feel I would have liked to have answered back then, to say I had this sort of sense, this sort of feeling, this sort of awareness.
Yeah,
and I understand that's a story that
yeah.
I'm relating. My reality now is somewhat a bit nervous about trying to discuss something that I don't have much expertise. That's my reality now.
And that is virya, effort.
Yeah, okay.
Not you.
Yeah.
In a day, we can find different realities, like pleasant feeling, and pleasant feeling is real. Whenever it arises, it's real, and then it's gone. So, no I who feel.
I have an observation to make. When we were looking at the Buddha's kuti, I found that the kusala citta and akusala citta are so very fast alternating, because you appreciate and then you take it for my appreciation and you cling to the pleasant feeling. And it is so complicated, so very complicated to know the difference.
We
cannot know.
I think that everyone was the same.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
All the time.
Yeah.
My respect for the Buddha is an idea more remote than my respect for Achan, who is more real. And I was just now before Nina asked, I was thinking about when Achan was talking to John, and thinking how grateful I am that Achan is always giving such good answers, and that really make me appreciate Dhamma more.
Because you see that you think about someone like me,
yes.
But if you think of the teachings from
yes,
where
I know,
it came,
I understand.
See? Just the teaching, yeah, not me or not mine at all. Yeah.
I have a number-crunching question following on from Zita's about wrong views. So in the Brahmajala Sutta, we read about the 62 wrong views, and we don't have to mind about the number and who but the Buddha would know about all these classifications. But my question isn't really about the number so much as the way they're classified, they all relate to the past or the future. And my question is, why are they only classified under the past and the future, not under the present?
I think that for Sasatatiti is now too.
Right. Because the way that I was given a summary, it says that 18 of the views are speculations or wrong views about the past, and the other 62 minus 18 are speculations about the future.
And but what is that moment, present or past, which has these ideas?
Present. Yeah. So are all the wrong views, though, only present wrong views about what has gone in the past or what will happen in the future? What about
the
wrong views
of
about
thinking with wrong view is present.
Present.
Yeah.
But the idea that is thought about, what about when there is a wrong view about the present reality?
These are ideas, 62 ideas.
Yes. But when the present idea is the wrong idea about the present dharmas or the wrong idea about the present concepts, why are they all classified as views about past or future? For example, if right now there is a wrong view that this book really exists or there really is Sarah now, this seems to be a wrong view about the present.
The book here is past or present?
Present. I mean, the concept that is thought about, the thinking about it is present, yes.
How come this book?
The concept, yes, but how come this one and not another one? Yes.
Present or past? It's already be a book. You think so present of this, but it's before it become to be a book.
I see. Okay. So that is classified as a
I
past.
I think that all ideas are thinking about past and future all the time.
I see. So even at that moment, it's thinking about what has just happened.
It now is a book.
Already a book.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that.
And is that also implied that it is one day not going to be like that?
I think that idea can be any idea, and it can be more if you want to have sub-idea about all these things.
Already a book, yes.
Or we can break it up into individual strong idea of 62. So it's more than 62 wrong views.
So the practice that's quite common, I think, of supposedly vipassana is people walking in the present, listening to sound, or tasting while tasting. Already this is past, isn't it?
Thinking. It's just thinking about something.
The present moment at all that this practice is.
Even at moment of being aware of a reality, past or present.
Well, it's past already. When there's awareness of a reality, that reality is past already.
Arising and falling away all the time.
Yes.
Even if it's just a moment ago, it's past.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So is that principle about the book, about it being come here in existence already, means from something in the past to the present, it applies the same way to the idea of walking and doing meditation?
I have no idea about these things because I know that there are lots of misunderstanding and wrong view. Mm-hmm. And I don't count either, I just read.
No, I'm not talking about in terms of counting, because
it's in that part, right?
Yes.
No, the idea of sitting down in itself implies somebody who exists from the past. Is that
like now? Like now? Have you been in the past, or just happened to sit here?
Yeah, but so if I think that I was a child and now I'm an adult, it could be just conventional thinking. Mm-hmm. But it seems that when it comes to thinking about meditating, it's not the same as that. So now, where is the wrong view in that?
The wrong view of meditation or meditating?
Of meditating.
Yes.
Are you saying that if you think by meditating you are going to become more enlightened?
Meditating like sitting or
sitting.
Some form or system,
right.
Pattern.
Does it have to be meditating, thinking this will get you to enlightenment? Is that the wrong view? Or could you just be meditating to get calm?